Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Harvey, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Right. Marquee Network's lead anchor.
I feel like the whole White Sox team went to the Gold Chain Gang back in the day at the Fox Valley Mall, and they said, hey, cut us X amount of length of rope when it comes to the gold chains, and let's make it happen. Chains for everybody.
Cole Wright respects everyone.
Maybe all these guys throwing 100 and getting hurt is going to be a cautionary tale down the road, almost like plastic surgery. If you get too much plastic surgery, you'll be walking around looking like Mickey Rourke. No disrespect to Mickey Rourke. Once again, no disrespect, but I have a hard time finding Adam Gase as an offensive genius.
Cole Wright, smooth and debonair.
Sometimes sweatpants, shorts, my wife says I look like I'm wearing pajamas everywhere I go. But, you know, you got to be comfortable.
Cole Wright with Lawrence Holmes on The Score.
Oh, no disrespect.
None taken. We love Cole Wright on this show. He provides a lot of great content for us. He does the same thing for Marquee. He joins me now on The Score Hotline, which is presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. What's up, Mr. Wright?
Hey, what's going on, man? How'd you guys fare in that that softball game the other night?
We won. 8-5. We've actually been really good as of late. We've been very solid defensively. Lynn Bramer has kind of asked me to be like quarterback of the defense, so I spent a lot of time playing short center now and kind of directing traffic and that sort of thing. We did have a casualty from the game, though.
Herbie's got a busted finger.
Yeah, when you play with the clincher, man, early on in games, it could be problematic.
Soft hands, Herbie. You know, you got to have soft hands. I mean, I saw his finger, and you know, the skin was looking so stretched and shiny that you knew that there was a problem. I mean, there was a reflection. You could see his reflection off of that fingertip, and it looked like that there was no turning back from that. I mean, it was a hospital bound or nothing else.
Well, I give him credit, Cole. Because I mean, after it happened, I'm like, are you all right? Because I'm not only thinking about the game, I'm also thinking my friend and executive producer may have really hurt himself, and perhaps staying in the game is not the best idea. Then again, had Herbie left the game, the only sub would have been Lynn Bramer. And I don't think that we want to do that because Lynn isn't at a point where he feels comfortable playing softball anymore. That's why he's managing. But he toughed it out. He made it through a few more at-bats, and we won the game with really no errors. In a 16-inch softball game, that's pretty hard to do.
Yeah, you know, and I might have to, you know, we're going to have to get Herbie in the cage or something because I saw his line with 2 strikeouts in slow pitch softball. Herbie's my guy. I know Herbie's your guy, but we got to work on that. We can't be punching out, having hollow at bats in slow pitch softball.
Well, I think there's a couple things at work here. Not to cape for my guy, but I will. One, I think his finger was hurting way worse than he let on. 2, the guy that we were going up against, Cole, I'm telling you, like the ball was 4 feet in front of the plate. And, you know, you're not really supposed to be walking in 16 in softball,
Yeah, well, if you can't reach the plate, then you just don't swing. And it was an index finger. Is that what it was? If all the followers on Twitch, I mean, all you got to do is just stick it off your bat like that and get to work.
I agree with you, and I agree with you on the whole. You don't swing if Dave Serengeti can't get the ball to the plate. I agree with you 100% on that. That it's really stupid to be like, we're supposed to be out here swinging the bats. All you have to do is get the ball, get it to the plate.
But when you say Dave Serengeti, is that the MC Serengeti?
Yes.
From Dennehy? Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I mean,
he's got some cuts.
Here's an idea, though. Maybe put on some actual cleats instead of pitching on the mound with Jordans, and then maybe you'll have proper footing to get the ball to the plate.
Wow, it sounds like Lawrence Holmes calling Dave Serengeti out.
Well, I mean, he wouldn't stop talking, Cole, so then
he's running to the Jewels to get some squirts. That's
so
what he's doing, man.
So then I started talking. So now it's like a thing. So, you know, I'm good with it. I'm here for all the smoke. All of it.
Chirping. I feel like this goes deeper than just the softball diamond, man. Is everything all right? Did I just pick a scab over here?
No, it's legit. Well, I mean, the name of their team is Chirp, and they were chirping. Well, they weren't. Right. He was. Everyone else in that team was great. Like, we were just out there to have fun. But he got mad that he couldn't get the ball over the plate. And then, you know, And then we rocked them. Like, that's what happens. You walk, start rallies. I say it all the time.
True.
So that's what
true.
We did.
Was he wearing a Dennis Farina-type fake mustache while he was pitching out there and not reaching home plate?
I don't think so. I think there was, like, okay. A ponytail or something, though. Something like long hair or something.
Whoa.
I just know that the ball didn't get to the plate. So, you know, okay. And then when he started crying about it, I intentionally took a walk. I was like, I'm not even going to expand the zone now. And then next time I came up.
Yeah, bad though.
Yeah, the next time I came up, I roped a double. And then the next time, Cole, you would have loved it because I was being a jerk with a J. But only because he had been a jerk first. I literally put my back foot on home plate and took the bat off my shoulder and let him walk me on ball three.
Wow. Wow. Quite truculent of you.
That's how it is, man. Very petulant of me.
I'm glad you won. I'm sorry I couldn't make it. You know, being the first day of the All-Star break, I was a little swamped. Had a lot of errands to run, you know.
I mean, here's the question, though. Are you ever going to make it, Cole? Because I'm thinking if there would have been a Monday where you could have been available for softball, this seemed like the Monday that you were going to show up.
It could have been it, but I was informed such – on such late notice. I mean, the day of, that's tough. Now, if I would have had the night before to properly get my rest, get everything that needed to go into it, all of the softball accoutrement, as some would say, maybe I would have been ready. You know, I would have hydrated properly the evening before. You know, I would have done my CW24 method as opposed to the TB12.
Oh, okay. I mean, whatever it takes, man.
No nightshades. You know, I wouldn't have eaten any tomatoes before the night before. You know, I would have woke up. I maybe would have topped that end of the evening with a little avocado ice cream. You know, just Tom Brady-esque. That's how I try to live my life.
That's right. Never eat a tomato. Never eat a banana, right? Is that also on his list of don'ts?
Are bananas nightshades? I don't think bananas are nightshades. I mean, they're rich in potassium.
They are. I'm a big fan.
I feel like Tom Brady would eat bananas, though. I mean, I feel like, why would that go against the TB12 method? But then again, you would think that tomatoes something that would be part of his diet.
It's
They're
too
high
much
in lycopene, which is, you know, it's very, very good for rejuvenating cartilage.
I think probably the bananas are out because too much sugar for TB12. By the way, did you see him on the shop?
I saw clips of it.
You need to watch it. It is the most revealing that Tom Brady has ever been in his life on anything.
Okay.
I enjoyed it.
I feel like he's at the point in his career where he can do that. I mean, it's not like it's like, oh, my goodness, Tom Brady. Like, I think he can say pretty much whatever he wants, and he's still going to be able to be out there on the field. You know, barring anything that's, you know, that borderlines on insulting, you know, if he wants to say, you know, however he feels about a certain situation, I think he's at the point in his career where he can do that.
Okay, so we're now getting clarification. He does eat bananas. It is his go-to fruit, Herbie. Is that right?
Yeah, but he's weird about the ends of bananas. You know, that little black part of the end of it. Yeah. He won't put that in his smoothie.
Because? Okay. Is there a reason?
He's a weirdo. That's why.
But, you know, you got to peel your bananas backwards. You don't peel them the traditional way. And you got to peel them from the for the end. Pow. You know, not with the part where you rip it off of the bunch. You peel it backwards.
It's a natural handle.
You don't peel it from the natural handle, though. Because it smashes the top of the banana. If you just pinch the end of it and peel it open, you're in business.
Wait, what other fruit options do you have for us? Other tips that we could take?
I don't know. I saw a thing on YouTube about how to get to properly eat a pineapple. Like they told you, you twist off the top, and then you like pound it on the bottom on the ground, and then roll it out. And then you're supposed to be able to pull like each of those little, you know, those little curly things that stick out of the side. Supposedly, you're supposed to be able to pull all those out piece by piece. But I feel like that was one of that's like a TikToker's like gank on everybody because it didn't work. And I feel like all I did was really waste a pineapple. And then when I tried to like just slice it into sections, like it was all the inside was all bruised up and beat up and soft. I mean, it was still delicious because it was a fresh pineapple. But I don't think that was a real method of extraction, pineapple extraction. I don't know if that was.
Cole, I came to a horrible realization yesterday while watching A Different World.
Okay. I don't know where you're going, but go ahead, man.
You know how you like, okay, what characters do I identify on shows? And you know, for black folks of a certain age, A Different World was a perfect way to be like, oh, you know, this is what college is going to be like and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, everybody thought they were Dwayne Wayne, though. Everybody, if you went to Spencer's, you got the flip-up glasses. You tried to spend with, you know, your little allowance money. Like, I'm going to get these for $7.99 and think I'm the coolest kid in school. And none of us were.
I realized that the character that I most identify with is Juliet.
That's the young dude on, like, the at the very end of the
series? That was Whitley's second boyfriend that was just an arrogant piece of bleep from Georgetown.
I feel like, yeah, he had, like, rare cameos, though. Like he was just there to ignite a fire under Dwayne Wayne.
Yeah, like, he was just there to move the story along until they could finally figure out Dwayne and Whitley. But I will tell you, it does make me laugh now, like, when I think about Dwayne Wayne's mom, who's played by Patti LaBelle, that character is the perfect combination of my grandmother and my mother. And it makes me laugh every time she's on the screen. Every time she's talking about prune cobbler and calling her son chipmunk, it makes me laugh every single time.
Prune cobbler. That sounds terrible. But, you know, if I had to identify with one character on A Different World, like now that I sit back and the 43-year-old me is able to reflect on that television program, I'm going to have to identify with my man who owned the cafe, the chef, the cook in the back.
Mr. Gaines?
Yes. I felt like he was always hating on something. He was always upset. I feel like sometimes that could be me.
I mean, I don't know, man. I got some questions about Mr. Gaines. He seemed a little stereotypical. He seemed a little stereotypical for me. But
well, I'm just talking about his demeanor. I'm not necessarily talking to his diction or any of the way he carried himself. I just mean his demeanor. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. I feel you on that. So the second half of the season is getting ready to start for the Chicago Cubs.
Oh, we got some sports talk today. Okay.
Yeah, if we want. I mean, it's All-Star Week, so we can kind of do whatever we want.
No, I feel you.
I mean, do you want to do a breakdown of last night's All-Star game? Because I don't, and I don't think anyone wants to hear
on
that.
A Different World, I thought we could have gone into, like, spinoffs. Or, like, do you know what show Family Matters was a spinoff of?
Yeah.
Also based in Chicago?
Perfect Strangers, because Harriet used to work at the Sun-Times with Larry and Balky Bartakamus.
That's true.
But then
she ran the elevator.
When they got to her show, she stopped working for some reason, which is weird.
Hey, because she had that my own show money.
And then
I don't need to work anymore. I got my own show.
And Cole, then they just ghosted the aunt and then ghosted the youngest kid.
Who, Aunt Rachel and Richie?
Well, the second youngest kid, the other daughter. They just ghosted her. Like, she went upstairs one day and never came back.
Never came back. She was upstairs hanging out with Chuck Cunningham from Happy Days.
That's right.
Chuck dribbled the ball through the living room one too many times, and Howard said, Chuck, it's a wrap for you, player.
You can't be on this show anymore. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. Like, Joni and Richie have this older brother who just never showed up again anymore. He's gone. It's almost like when they brought in the new Aunt Viv.
Yeah, but I got love for new Aunt Viv. Like, she gets a bad rap because, you know, she walked into something that was not a mess of her making, and I thought she did a great job.
She was good. She was good. I mean, but let's not lie. Now we know that the original Aunt Viv was the best Aunt Viv.
No doubt. But I'm saying, like, okay, the second Aunt Viv wasn't terrible. Like, had been Aunt Viv from the beginning, no one would have a problem with her. But there's some stuff there. It's like Janet got fired. Did you see the reunion?
I did. It warmed my heart.
Yeah, I like that.
Janet Hubert and Will Smith finally make amends.
I like that. Janet is a fun follow on Twitter, too. She be saying stuff.
Yeah, she is.
She be telling you all sorts of stuff.
Another television mom, she scolded. She took the task about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and as she should have, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, do you want to talk about the Cubs? Because if not, I'm good. We can talk about the Bears. Yeah,
let's talk about the Cubs. Why not?
What do you expect, man? Like, how do you see all of this playing out? You know what? Scratch that. I'll rephrase. I'll ask another question. What's it going to be like for you? One, you are a huge Cub fan. Two, you're the lead guy over at Marquee when it comes to Cubs coverage. What's it going to be like when some of these guys that gave you one of your favorite sports moments ever, maybe your number one sports moment ever, are no longer a part of this franchise?
Well, I mean, if that's how the situation plays out, I mean, you can only reflect upon the good times, and you can't really dwell on what lies ahead. Because if, like I said, if that is the case, then you have to just compartmentalize and say, oh, all right, they did give me my best sports moment of all time. You know, November 2nd, 2016, I'll never forget it. It's a day I'll remember for my entire life. And if that's the way things go, maybe that's just how it's not just a sport, but it's also a business. And at this point, you have to look at what's going to move the needle business-wise and help this team win the most amount of games. And, you know, when you take a look at what lies ahead, you look at the schedule, it's pretty favorable. And I'm not saying that, you know, it's an ironclad lock for the Cubs to be able to jump back in it. But if everybody gets healthy, you know, Matt Duffy's coming back. You know, when it comes to having a guy in that lineup who can, you know, get him on, get him over, get him in, you know, a contact guy, you know, that's the way that baseball seems to be trending now, in the right direction, where hits are valued. And guys getting base knocks, they know that those start rallies. Like you said, with walks start rallies. So do base hits. So do hit and run. So do stealing stops. All those things like that. And when you have certain pieces to that chessboard, which have been hurt over the over the season, that's when you can really get a full picture. And you know, everyone says, you know, oh well, how are things going to look come July 30th? Well, you know, you never know, because this, like I said, the schedule, it does look pretty favorable for the Cubs coming up here. And the Milwaukee Brewers, their schedule is looking a whole lot tougher. And, you know, when there's games on the schedule that look to be must win, the Cubs need to go out there and they need to win those games. And I feel like maybe that could be a barometer of the direction things go, because, I mean, between Friday and the 30th, there's a lot of baseball to be played. Just as easy as the Cubs lost ground, they can gain ground there as well. And I'm not saying they're going to be back in first place within, you know, 9 days, because I mean that's a tough thing to do. I mean, the way that they lost ground was unprecedented as well. For them to lose ground for like 9 to 11 days straight in the division, that's pretty tough to do. But like I said, it's as easy as they were able to slip away, that's how easy they can jump back in when you look at the schedule. But you have to go out there and win games, because at the end of the day, whether it's the Arizona Diamondbacks or whoever, sub-500 team, they're full of professionals as well. I mean, they're not going to go down there over there and lay down. They're not going to just get kicked in the teeth. So you got to be ready to play.
Are you out here peddling hope? Is that what's happening right now, Cole Wright?
hey, I try to be a positive cat. You know, I mean, why not? I try to be positive in life, even though I feel like sometimes I can be have a little hateristic edge. Like, it's almost like when you see Ice-T at the Haters Ball, like, hey, man, why you got to have two cars for a man? Like, why he got to have such a nice house?
I like that you're basically, like, out here doing a Jesse Jackson thing. Down with dope and up with hope. Register to vote.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's my Eddie Murphy impression of Jesse Jackson.
I mean, it works. It works. Man, I hope you're right.
Like Common's dad at the end of the album where the beige cover with him and his grandmother sitting on the front. What's the One Day It All Makes Sense when Common's dad calls him talking about Jesse Jackson.
It's true. It's the truth right there.
Yeah, yes. No, I know Pop's crazy.
Well, I hope that you're right, I guess. Like, I would love to see what you're saying, and you're right. Herbie and I talked about this last week. If you did want to find some hope in the Cubs season, it would be looking at their immediate schedule after the All-Star break. That being said, let's assume that things don't completely flip on their head for the Cubs. What do you think you know about Jed Hoyer and what he might want to start the next era of Cubs baseball?
He wants guys that get hits, man. I mean, I know it sounds, maybe it sounds 1976 to 1983-ish, but hits are huge. And it's not all about hitting home runs. I feel like, and like I said, once again, maybe I'm the old dude in the club wearing a turtleneck and a fanny pack, but you know,
what are you, the Rock now? Like, what's happening?
I'm like the great value version of the Rock, like the great value version that had been dropped on the floor and kicked around and dented up. But when it comes to getting base hits, I feel like home runs are huge. You always want to have a few guys on your team who can run into one and get out of the yard. However, home runs are byproducts of good swings, and maybe that's not where you know some of the newfangled hitting instructors where they're at. But I feel that if you have a good swing, a nice solid level swing, and just try to wear out the L screen, hit everything back at the pitcher, and if you hard hit balls, like that's another thing. But everyone's so focused right now on exit velocity. Well, this ball was hit this hard, but it was a ground ball to shortstop, and he was thrown out by about 40 feet because he hit it so hard. Like, that's fine. Like, I'll take a dude who doesn't hit the ball hard at all but knows how to hit it right over the shortstop's head and watch it drop in. Like, exit velocity is cool, even on home runs. Who cares how fast it was going out of the park? Did it go out? Yes? Okay, that's all I need to know. I just feel like there's an emphasis on so many of the wrong things. And I feel like, you know, with a guy like Jed, who played in college and who has a baseball background, I feel like he values things a little more differently than other executives who maybe didn't play the game at as high of a level.
I agree with you.
Values. That's one thing. And I feel like he values things where he knows how to win a ball game. So if he says, okay, this is what has to go down, this is how you can win. We need more guys like Nico Hoerner, you know, and we need less guys like Adam Dunn, you know. I mean, not to throw Adam Dunn.
Why you
got to
bus toss
like, hey, man,
Adam Dunn?
Even on the Cubs? What's he bringing me up for?
Hey, Adam Dunn out here with an Oscar. You better put some respect on that man's name. Or was it just an Oscar nomination?
Oscar nomination? What for? What? What did he do?
He was one of the investors in Dallas Buyers Club. He's like one of the producers of it.
Really?
Yeah.
That happened a while ago, though, didn't it?
I mean, it's like the last decade.
Talking about like it was recent, like he just became like the nomination just came out last week.
I'm just saying, though, do you have an Oscar nomination?
No. But I am in a Hall of Fame, as I always get poked fun of.
Wait, what Hall of Fame are you in?
The Waubonsie Community College Hall of Fame.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Come on now.
I mean, I knew you were a good ball player. I didn't know that you had made it all the way to the Hall of Fame.
I'm sure a lot of it might have been for post playing career achievements. I'll take whatever I can get.
What do you get for that? Is there a pin or a ring or something?
They gave us a chain like the Padres when they. How dope would that be though if they really gave us like with the Wabanzi Chief logo spinning in the middle like with a giant like
WCC.
Right? No, there was a ceremony, you know, where you were honored. There's a few inductees. You gave a speech. You know, you're forever enshrined on the wall. So that's something. I mean, I felt I was pretty honored to get the nod. So, you know, I can't complain about that.
As you should be. Have a good rest of the beginning to the second half. I'll talk to you next week.
Hey, no doubt, man.
That is Cole Wright. He is Mr. Gaines. He is the old man in the back of the barbershop every week telling you what's wrong with these damn kids. I'm just waiting for the episode where Cole comes on and is like, and tell these kids to pull their damn pants up, exit velocity. I'm pretty sure that's going to happen before the season's over. Them with their newfangled ways of figuring out the best combination of height and off the bat speed to talk about possibilities of home runs. How dare they measure the game?
I was just talking to Cole off the air. You know what, Wabanzi Valley didn't put him in the Hall of Fame yet?
That is messed up. That man played in a state championship for Wabanzi Valley and he's not in the Hall of Fame.
What are you doing out there, Wabanzi Valley? It's not Matea.
Wow.
It's not all those great schools in the Naperville, Aurora area.
Get it together, Aurora.
Let's go, Wabanzi Valley.
Yeah.
Put him in the Hall of Fame.
You're damn right.
Or Neuqua Valley. I mean, who, you know, that's the pinnacle of those schools.
Yeah. Something like that.
None of them are Wheaton North Falcons, but whatever.
All of Herbie's DVC stuff. Yeah.
We're out of the DVC now.
I know you are. But when you were there, that's where you were.
Damn right.
Second rate conference.
Wheaton South still sucks.
Sick of East all day. Back after this on The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
I wonder what players do with their time off here. Because it's not like it's a lot of time. Like if you're one of the actual all-stars, you're probably, like, T.A.'s probably back now. But luckily, they start at home. So that's good. Right? Or wait. Yeah, they start at home, right? They start against Houston at home and then Minnesota for four? Doubleheader on Monday? So I think I'm going on Tuesday. So for players that are going home and are starting the second half of the season at home, I think it's good. Was there one game scheduled on Thursday? Let me look here. Yeah. Oh, geez.
But of course.
I made the mistake of looking to see what the one game on the Major League schedule was for Thursday. Go ahead and guess. Don't look. Don't look. But just guess.
And it's on Sunday, too.
What game will be on for everyone to see on Thursday when baseball comes back? The Yankees and the Red Sox. Yankees, I will say this. They are a team to watch here at the trade deadline because they seem to be dead in the water. They're an above 500 team, but they're probably playing in the best division in the game. So this or the NL West. And they're in fourth place, eight games out. But they're only 4.5 out of a wild card. So what do? You go out and beat Boston on national television, right? Whatever. But yeah, with the White Sox having it until Friday.
Before you go, did you see the promos they had for the Field of Dreams game?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
It was like the Yankees are the only team playing. They have promos for the Yankees players peeling corn and such. I'm like, firstly, the movie's about the White Sox, you jerk. Secondly, why are the Yankees wearing home uniforms? They'll be wearing their dark uniforms there. The grays.
I mean, you know the answer to this question, and I feel like this is an attempt by you to just get a rise out of me.
I mean, it's a first-place team versus a fourth-place team. What are we doing?
Right. But you know that they feel like the Yankees are the thing that sells baseball, and I don't – it's the whole reason that they're on Sunday night. It's the greatest rival. Get out of here with that nonsense. But, yes – you are correct. There are a lot of people like, why are the White Sox even involved in this game? Gee, I don't know, because the whole story is about them and redemption and having a catch. That's what it's about. I feel like there were much better opponents for the White Sox to play in the Field of Dreams game. I get that you don't want to, but you know what? The Yankees, when the games are on the South Side, Yankees fans pop up. Same thing with Red Sox fans. They pop up. So you can't even make the argument of you take a lesser opponent and play the game there and give up a home game because it wouldn't make, you know, it's not Oakland, for example. But I feel like there were much better choices for that Field of Dreams game than the White Sox versus the Yankees.
They travel to Boston. Maybe the Red Sox play in that game. At least they're in the movie prominently.
You could do all sorts of stuff. You could go White
Sox.
Twins
with Moonlight Graham.
And the distance, too. You know, like you start thinking geographically. If you wanted to do the Reds, you could do that. If you want, they wouldn't give up the Cubs game, right? Like, there's no way that if you're the White Sox, you go, let's give up the Cubs game. But the Yankees game, it's a decent gate for them. But yes, it is another example of how nationally the White Sox are treated. And I'm not sure how any of it changes. I mean, think about it, Herbie. If on the national level, the White Sox won the World Series, and it still got forgotten. I mean, it was still, like, scrubbed out of the history books. Here's a list of Chicago championships. And all of us are going, hey, y'all are missing something. That's cool that y'all put the fire in there. We appreciate that. But there's something missing. Why won't you put that in there? It makes me mad. And I know a lot of national people, they're like, well, we don't do it on purpose. We're not saying that you do it on purpose. Are we? Or are we saying that? We're not saying that you do it on purpose. It's just that for some reason, we're always the afterthought. It's like, oh, yeah, I totally remember that when the White Sox dominated the Astros in the World Series. I didn't watch it, but I remember it. And then people just forget. What was the category? Was it championships after, since the Bulls had won? Or what? I forget what it was connected to.
Yeah, it's like Chicago championships. I think they were trying to say that the Cubs, it was in that Cubs era, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I feel like there was another. Yeah, maybe it was. Like, hasn't been a championship in Chicago. Here are the list of them. And then just omission.
Yeah, they're like, there hasn't been a World Series game in Chicago since 1945. I was like,
that's not accurate.
What the hell are we doing?
Yeah, I literally left Soldier Field and went across the street and watched the World Series game in the rain, and Paul Konerko hit a grand slam.
Then they had the Wheel of Fortune thing where they're naming all Chicago franchises and the White Sox are missing.
Is that even real, or is that an internet hoax?
That's real.
Why is it like this, man? Why is it like this for us? It's so awful. It's like, throw us a freaking bone.
But I think we relish in it.
If we do.
We wouldn't like it any other way.
You're right. Like, you're right.
Even last night, there's so many people on the timeline. Man, not getting a bat for Tim Anderson. We're going to remember that, Kevin Cash. No pitching in Carlos Rodon. Circle that.
Hey, guess what? I am here. Considering what's happened with the White Sox this season, I don't need guys doing any extra. I'm happy that they got named. I don't need Carlos Rodon throwing another pitch for anyone else but the White Sox. You know, it would be, with the luck that they've had with injuries this year, Tim would pull his hamstring in the on-deck circle or something like that. And it's like, oh, bleep. Now we got to be without Tim too. I wasn't mad at all. I think that the experience itself, and I don't know what Tim said after the game, but I think the experience itself, I think, was great. The recognition was great, especially for what he's done over the last couple of weeks. The recognition is great. Tomorrow, let's explore this more. Like, why are we like this? We've been fighting this uphill war for forever. And guess what? Organizationally, the White Sox are like this too. They're out here like, man, come on. What about us? Tomorrow we will explore on the show the what about us-ism of White Sox Nation. I look forward to all of your theories and hyperbole. Y'all don't never talk about the White Sox. Oh, yes, we do. Y'all never talk about them when they're doing good. Yeah, we do. We like it better that way. It's always the preferred thing that the team be good. So that means you'll listen more. But tomorrow, the what about us-ism of White Sox Nation. We will discuss that in length tomorrow. This texter says, and let's wonder how a second NFL team would fare in the city. Incorrect.
I don't think he understands about the NFL.
It's the NFL.
And yeah, the Bears will always be the Bears right in this town. But
people will go and they'll bet and they'll watch because it's the NFL and it's too big to fail. Even with the Chargers. It's too big to fail. So should we do like what people feel is the biggest disrespect that they feel as a White Sox fan?
Throughout their lifetime.
Okay, I like that. That's what we'll do tomorrow. The whataboutism of White Sox Nation. What's the biggest disrespect that you felt in your lifetime?
And I'll give you an example. When I left and went to California, everybody, every single person assumed that I was a Cub fan. Like, it's just, hey, you're from Chicago, Cub fan. Put you in that box.
I'm with you. Herbie, this happens to me if I do like a pod or like a national thing. Oh, how about your Cubbies? And I'm like, so you spend no time researching me before you ask me to come on your show. Literally none. I have to tell Rami and those guys all the time. They be tricking me. They be tricking me, asking me to come on in Wisconsin. Oh, we want to talk about the Bears. How about those Cubs? I don't. What you want me to say? I will talk about those Cubs next here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
I don't share Cole's optimism about the Cubs rallying, and I really wish that I did. I was so impressed by what they had accomplished in the first half of the season until the losing streak happened. They played above their heads for a big portion of it. The sad part is they're not as horrendous as they've looked over the last 13 games. They're not. But that streak came at the worst and best time. It allows for Jed to move some furniture and maybe sell off some furniture when it comes to it. But it's been a long time since the Cubs and Cubs fans as a whole had to spend significant time in a dark place. I'm rooting for Jed, man. I really like him. I think he's super smart. And I hope that he makes moves that are going to get the Cubs back to respectability and winning baseball sooner rather than later. And from the conversation I had with him, it seemed like that he's not thinking this is a 5-year tear down project type thing. But it is going to be interesting to see what happens with these rich Cub fans. And I mean rich by experience, rich of winning divisions and going to the playoffs, even if your team didn't win the World Series every year you expected them to. It's going to be a very interesting next 3 months of Cubs baseball. I'm looking forward to spending it with you and seeing how you react to all of it. And I expect that by the offseason, y'all going to be ready for them to turn it around real quick. Talk with Parkins and Spiegel next here on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.